The Queen, the King, and the Handmaid, Female Cuckolds 31, BDSM, FFM, Threesome Erotica with Anal Sex, written by Connie Cookqueen, narrated by Sally Beth. The Queen, the King, and the Handmaid, Female Cuckolds 31. Queen Amelia presided over court in her throne room, trying to maintain her regal manner, despite the long hours. She kept her back straight and nodded attentively as the commoners before her aired their grievances to their younger majesty. After each case, Amelia would try to offer a course of action, taking her husband Harold's advice. Whenever she needed it, he'd step forwards and whisper something into her ear. It wasn't always relevant.
"So, while I understand and respect the symbolism behind the roaming lions around the city's boundaries in respect to your house's sigil, it's taking an enormous toll on my livestock," said a weary farmer, cap in hand.
"I see," said the Queen, touching her chin pensively. She nodded to Harold, who took some steps forward towards her and stooped to her ear.
"You might offer the man some help with his land's boundaries, a heightened fence, perhaps."
The Queen paused in thought as Harold remained close.
"And once we're done, you might want to invite that saucy handmaid of yours up to our quarters, so she can teach us her ways."
Queen Amelia's eyes dazzled at her husband's suggestion. They'd recently begun dallying in more adventurous matters in the bedroom after Harold had a risque book smuggled in from the Eastlands.
"Build this man's fields a taller fence," the Queen said, waving her hand dismissively as she stood up.
There were murmurs among the court from people who hadn't yet been given an audience.
"We'll hold another session tomorrow at the same hour," said Amelia, turning before anyone could speak.
The farmer held his cap at his waist, wondering just how tall his new fences were going to have to be to keep out the marauding beasts. In the meantime, Amelia and Harold disappeared into the back chambers, followed by the handmaids that waited outside the door. Harold caught sight of Maud and stared at her big, beautiful bust. She kept them covered during her duties, but the size of her assets was undeniable. Queen Amelia, for her part, wasn't as well endowed. She had modest breasts that were almost flat when her arms stretched above her. She was in her early 20s, too, and didn't have the worldly experience that Maud had garnered in her 38 years. The spinster had found herself under the charge of Queen Amelia after the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?